Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There would be those who would wonder about the process to the degree they would say impossible it is for a human being to switch this quickly from one side of the veil to the other, to be literally with one foot with a higher self. And I'll say this to you, the impossibility of it would only be there if the higher self did not want the human being to cross. You must know this, that as my partner spoke to you today about the love of God, this is the way of it. For God is the parent energy, and this parent energy sees you in your singularity and loves you in this fashion. We would give anything to void the rules of free choice, to show ourselves in a fashion that made you understand we're here. But on this planet of free choice, it is you who must open the door to us. We stand like the angels we are in your lives, walking the whole duration. At the point at which you are born on this planet, the angels surround the table, or they surround the pool, or they surround whatever it is that you have chosen to come in. And they stay with you. And in those beginning days, literally in those beginning weeks, you might see the infant with the wide eyes looking at the angels. The infant will point. Sometimes the infant will even smile, even at 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Because the infant recognizes us. All of you did it. All of you did it. Indeed, in those early days, where there is so much change, in those early days when there is so much to get used to and there is so much shift being out of the womb, the angels are a comfort to the infant, and you all were there. And slowly that reality slips from you. Slowly. But all of you have seen it. When the infant looks into what you call empty space and is pleased with what they see. These are the same angels. They don't age, you do. That have been with you all your lives. They walk beside you. They came in with you. They'll leave with you. And if you never speak to them, they will say nothing. For that is the agreement. But oh, dear human being, if you just give us one little space of intent and you say, dear God, show me that I'm loved, you open the floodgate. For this is when we enter your life to the degree you will allow us. This is when we will give you what you ask for, begin the synchronicity, begin the teaching. Begin the hand-holding so there is no more being alone. Fill you up to such a degree that you will not be concerned with disease or age or drama. And all you will see is the promise of who you are. This has always been the way of it since the day we began. There are still those who wonder about the process, this process of channeling. It works when the channeler is clear. It works when the bias is set aside. It is the way of it and has always been the way of it. All scripture on the planet written by men. Take a look at how this works, human being. For you, by yourselves are responsible for all the prophecy, for all the good things that you would find in those words that comfort you, you say are from God, all written by men and women. And so it is again that we come before you with information. The information given this evening for those who are in the room in what you would call real time, for those who are listening and hearing in what you call your future, know this. All of the information I give has at some point been given in the last 20 years. We have never given you this synopsis, for we are starting to summarize subjects for simplicity, for clarity, so that they begin to be less obtuse, so they become more present in your reality. Plain speaking and plain words are the call of the day. But we don't want to start yet. How many of you in here are aware of what is also in here? Let the energy of this moment not be lost upon you, for this is real. What you hear here is not a human being pretending to channel. Let those in this place who are astute and who sense the energy of spirit look upon him now and see the colors that would betray the fact that this is actually happening. Feel the energy of spirit as it comes to you in a way that only spirit can, to prove to you that this is real. Feel those you've loved and lost in the room now. And this will show you what is happening at this moment is as it seems. This is the gift. From our standpoint, the gift is that you would sit and let us wash your feet. And while my partner gives you information, the third language will be present in all the hearts here. And some of those who are listening will be touched as well. For we know who you are as your ears hear these words. For we see you there. And we see your faces and we see the light that you have as well. Let the information given today be passed to many. This information we are going to call the lineage of DNA. From the start of DNA to today. The way it occurred on the planet, the way it works, and all of the things that you need to know around it to get you to the place where you can use it. And we must start where my partner started even today in his lecture series. For much of this is as he mentioned, but for those who are not here, we start at the beginning. We start with history. Question has been asked, Cryon, why is it you speak of DNA? It is a biological attribute of the human body. It is the blueprint for the human genome. It writes all of the genes, over 30,000 of them. Why would you speak of this? You don't speak of molecular substances. You don't speak of chemistry. Why would you speak of DNA? Instead, speak to us about spiritual things. It has been said. The criticism has been put forward. The disappointment is registered. And there are those who don't understand why we speak of DNA. So let me tell you, dear one, if you are one of those, it is time to reveal your DNA. Is that which is the core element of who you are. If you had to pick a place where the higher self is, it's in your DNA. The Akashic record, the blueprint of everything you ever were, is there. All of the lifetimes, all of your spiritual growth, all of your talents are there. The karma that you came in with and that many of you have dismissed, the record of that is there. Some of you understand this to the degree that you know you were a Lemurian. And if you were, and if you feel this way, you know of the incredible profundity of what's inside. That is the reason we speak of these things. And it's only been in the last few years that science has given you the proof of what we are going to speak of now. We have alluded to this in the past. And now we'll just say it straight out. Your DNA is over 3 billion chemicals strong. Each piece of DNA, which is a loop, has over 3 billion chemicals in it. A molecule so small that you need an electron microscope to see it has 3 billion parts. The Human Genome Project has revealed, however, that these parts are a mystery. And that only 3% do anything. And those 3% of protein-encoded portion of the DNA chemistry produce over 30,000 human genes. It is the blueprint that you were looking for, but only 3% did anything. Over 90%, therefore, is a mystery. And the mystery continues, for there is no symmetry within the 90% of the chemistry. You can see no codes. It seems a random event has occurred, and some have called it junk. Some chemists are convinced that DNA is left over from the evolutionary process and is no longer used by the human being because there is no pattern. There is no code. It does nothing. And the rest of you, no better. Revolution and Mother Nature and Gaia all together are very efficient when it comes to human biology and to life in general, whether it's photosynthesis all the way to the human genome. They throw away things that are not used. It is not junk. I will tell you what it is. And in the revelation, yet again, I want you to ponder what it could mean. And that is this: 90% of your DNA is literally the quantum blueprint of your divinity. It is the quantum blueprint of your Akash. It is the record of all lifetimes, all things accomplished, all growth, all epiphany, all failure. For those of you who call yourselves Lemurians, it represents a vast amount of experience on the planet. Vast. All the way from the beginning, which we are going to speak of. Therefore, it is important that we speak of DNA when 90% of it is literally the pattern which drives the 3%. Think of it this way. 3% of DNA is the engine of the vehicle you ride in. 90% are the instructions for the engine. And in that 90%, dear ones, I would like to tell you, is human consciousness. And in human consciousness, there is your ability to talk to it, to control it, to work with it. One of the first things we ever told you is that humans are in charge of humans. They're in charge of the earth. Consciousness moves the earth. Consciousness is what is responsible for the vibration of the planet. And you have always, through human consciousness, been able to speak to your own DNA through the 90%, which is quantum. Human thought is quantum. So there is the workings of it, spoken in a clear fashion. And it's only because of the development of the human genome and the revelation of the 90% that seems to do nothing that we can speak now of what it really does. And it's going to make sense to science at some point in time. When they take a look at that 90% and they don't see it as coding, but they see it as engrams, as ways of sending modifiers to the 3%, which is the engine. There's a problem, however. It doesn't work well. It doesn't work at all, as a matter of fact. We spoke of this 1 month ago. We spoke of this 2 months ago. This is a review. Your cellular structure is weak. It does not represent what was given to you. Your immune system is horrible. Almost every disease on the planet goes right around it. Did you notice? You can't even stop a common cold. 90% of your DNA developed into a way to give instructions to the 3%, and yet the 3% can't do its job. And there's a problem here, you might say, and there is. For the 90% of your DNA that's supposed to be quantum is only at a 30% efficacy rate. That is to say, it's only 30% efficient. And we gave you that information some time ago. I'll give you the things we said then. Just briefly, I'll say this. How does it make you feel to know that you could have cancer in your system and your body will never tell you? You've got to go to another human and have a test to find out what your body is doing. What kind of a system is that? The self-diagnostics that have been built into the human being doesn't work. When a nerve is severed in your spinal cord, there's a chemistry that races to that area and keeps them from growing back together. Did you know that? Just the opposite of what you want. Starfish can grow back an arm and you can't. How does that feel, being the top of the evolutionary ladder? All of this because there is a DNA that is not functioning as it should. If you ever wondered about that, this is the fact. It does not function as it should. Let me take you back to the beginning. And here it is laid out so that anyone can see it and hear it and all of the attributes of it. You need to hear it 100,000 years ago. There were up to 17 kinds of human beings in development, just like the variety of nature would call for regarding some of the other mammals. Just like there are hundreds of kinds of monkeys. Just like there's a tremendous variety in so many mammals, animals, but not in the human being. But there was then. Go back with me 100,000 years, you'll see that documented. And then it happened. And some of you hearing this are not going to like this. This was the lecture of today. I give it to you again, for not all of you were here. Listen. A beautiful thing happened. Something happened by design. You were waiting for it when you were creating the planet, dear ones. When you were with me watching it cool down, you knew this would happen. For in the Milky Way, you have what you have called the seven sisters. Seven stars, one of whom has a planetary arrangement around it. And you have called this arrangement and those coming from it the Pleiadians. And these are the ones who visited Earth 100,000 years ago, and it didn't take them very long to get here. And the reason it did not is because this is a race that is quantum. That is to say, there is no time, there is no space, there is no distance. They willed themselves here and they appeared. It is an advanced race that is spiritual. It is graduate in nature. It is mature. It is beautiful. All of these things on purpose, and those who came changed the DNA of one kind of human being of the 17. They stayed for as long as it took. You should know that this took over 1,000 years. Slowly, all of the other kinds of human beings dropped away. Only one was left, the kind that was changed. The DNA was being altered. And this is the creation story given to you on purpose in a beautiful way by Spirit. It was an anointed time. And I would like to tell you, souls who are here, long before Lemuria, when you looked upon this and you saw it and you knew it was good. The Pleiadian brothers and sisters look like you. They do not have lizard skins. They do not have strange arms and legs. They're a bit taller, but they look like you. And there'll come a day when it's proper and correct and appropriate when they show themselves, not in your lifetime. But when they do, they're going to look just like you. And you will know that what I say here is accurate and true, for they are watching as I give this message. They are smiling with the appropriateness of this message. Listen to me, there is no conspiracy here. No one did anything to Earth, to humanity. There is no control issue here. By design, on purpose, Spirit allowed them by invitation for this purpose. The only planet of free choice moved from the Pleiadians to this solar system. And Earth, literally, spiritually, was born. It's controversial. And those listening now don't have to believe this. It is not critical to having your light shine on Earth for this to be understood, but it is the truth. And if you wish to know where the seed biology came from, I just gave you that. But there are still those who wish to go with the mythology that God came and all at once presented a system to the planet. They would rather go with that. As my partner says, they like the talking snake story. But that's not how it worked. Slowly, the first civilization on the planet was born. And it was called Lemuria. And it was not an advanced civilization in the way you think advanced, but they had something you should know about. Their DNA was at 90%, not 30. All the quantumness of their DNA was activated, for that is what the Pleiadians passed to them. The oldest civilization on the planet, the one that was the most long-lasting, that never had a war, was Lemuria. Broken up only because the oceans of the sea rose. They became seafaring as they had to be and always were, and moved to the edge of the Pacific Rim. They were the original society on the planet. They were the beginning. On the top of the mountain of the biggest island of Hawaii is where the canoes are buried. And they will tell you that in the lineage of Hawaii. The Pleiadians came there. That's where they landed first. That's where they began their work. Lemuria celebrated that, for they knew in their DNA all about the solar system. Did you understand that a quantum DNA working at 90% creates a consciousness that is one with the universe? one of the most ancient of spiritual beliefs on the planet, asks you to be one with everything. It's not an accident. I'll get to that in a moment. The remnants of Lemuria are gone, covered by water a long time ago. You're not going to have proof of this. Not physically. Only if you go there and you ask what is happening. And the ancestors will come to you and answer and say, "Welcome home." It is controversial. It is not understood, it is not seen, history does not report it. Lemuria existed. Do not place so much attention on Atlantis. Atlantis was much, much later, and there were three of them. Which one do you want to talk about? They did not play near the role that there are those in metaphysics wish to assign upon it. Oh, it was important. One of them was so recent, off the Greek Isles, it's even reported within the history that you see. Humans have a dramatic interest in civilizations that get destroyed. Prompted you to look there, to consider it perhaps one of the first, one of the most advanced. It wasn't, and it wasn't. Lemuria was. Cast your eyes upon that if you want to see. It was not an advanced society. It had no technical abilities at all. And yet, it knew how to heal with magnetics. It was in their DNA. You see, quantum DNA produces information, being one with the universe. They knew all about DNA, doesn't everyone? That's what a quantum DNA does. Right from the Pleiadians. The Lemurians knew much. They knew all about the solar system. They knew about the galaxy in general. They looked at the stars and understood what was there. Now, long after the Lemurians were gone, thousands of years, the ancients still had it. What you call today the beginning of civilization, which you don't even give credibility to, is 30,000 years, 40,000 years. Maybe not even 10. That'll change. You look at those as the ancients, and I tell you, they knew about the stars. They knew about the galactic alignment coming. They knew about what is here. They knew about all of these things. This galactic alignment, which we say here is coming, we teach, has already begun. You see it as 2012, we see it as 1998. Do the math, and you will find that you are sitting in the energy of this galactic alignment, a 26,000-year cycle that the ancients knew about. They still had DNA that was working in a quantum way. Without telescopes or computers, they knew. They knew about the solar system and all of these things. And so I ask you now, what happened? And so we reveal that you slid backwards, and you know you did. For free choice is honored. The splitting of Lemuria and the fragmenting of human society creates many ways that you might have said opportunities of losing what was a collective consciousness. And you did. And in this process, the DNA that used to be at a 90% level was reduced slowly back to 30. That's what you have today. And literally, you started over. You did not have that quantum feeling, that knowledge, that intuition. You didn't know where your seeds came from. The Pleiadian experience was gone, was lost. Humans didn't understand astronomy. Humans didn't even think the Earth was round. It went away. Almost like a reboot, a start over for all of you. And you pulled yourself up to where you are today, and I'm going to tell you what is different today. And with this, we almost are done. The lineage of DNA goes from a precious creation that was appropriate and accurate and true and not conspiratorial. No matter what any will tell you, on purpose, anointed and sacred. To a place today where it is beginning to be seen that way. And in that, the activation of your DNA is that which means you are beginning to increase it in a quantum fashion. There will be pieces and parts of the quantumness which can be activated before the other. You sit in a shift. You sit in an age you call New Age, and it isn't. It is a remembrance of the ancients. It is a return to a Lemurian state. And it's about time. This is what you call the new energy. The shift is upon you, and you begin to work with the DNA like the Lemurians did. Oh, human being, listen to me. This is the crux of why you're here. It is what we teach in this day, that the DNA, that quantum sacred part of you, is laying there ready to be enhanced with intent. And all that I brought in magnetic service to you was to service this planet in a way that the magnetics could then talk to your DNA and return you to a state at which you deserve. The Mayans spoke of it. This is the highest vibration that Gaia has ever seen. You sit in the ramp up of it. Bring human consciousness to match that vibration, and your DNA will start to increase in its efficiency. You're going to start to see it in many ways, and we've spoken of this as well. Go see these channelings where we've told you. There are some signs coming to show you that humans are evolving. And that evolvement process, starting with the Indigo Children, is about how much of the quantum DNA they are using. And the more you use, the less linear you're going to become. The more conceptual you will be. This is what you're doing. Here's something we've not spoken of before. The Lemurians lived a very long time. Self-diagnostics in the DNA created a human cellular structure which actually repaired itself. I'll tell you something that you would never, ever have expected. The Lemurian could grow back a limb. And I'm telling you, there'll come a time when you can too. And it won't be through modern medicine. It's going to be through thought, activation, consciousness. Know this, that you bring back an original energy slowly. That was designed for today. It is time for you to return to the quantum state, which is the spiritual state, and it starts now. You fight a battle on the earth between old and new energy, and the new energy is winning. Make no mistake that the old energy will be with you for some time, and it's going to create issues with you as you clean up your economy. And you're not done. You will see the ways of a new paradigm of being, of structuring. And it's going to take some time. Do not fear what it will do. For it will emerge just like you knew it would emerge. One of the strongest on earth. Filled with integrity. A new paradigm that makes sense for a new age. Count on that. All part of a human evolvement in consciousness that you can see in your DNA. Crying, is the scientist going to be able to put this under a microscope and see it? No, because the microscope is 3D. So I say to the scientists this, what I've said before, when you develop the quantum lens, you will see it. For you will actually see the chemistry in the 90% of DNA will glow under the influence of the quantumness, and you will know I'm right. And it will change colors with the activation, and you will be able to see it. But at the moment, you have no quantum lens. There is not any device for measuring the quantumness of the universe that exists on the planet. But you're getting close. When you do, the revelation will be in your biology. These are the things we wish to bring you today. These are the things of the teaching. And all through that, we've been hugging you. Why do we bring these things to you? To tell you, dear human being, that you have come full circle. You wouldn't have missed this. Dear human being, for those, listen to me. I know you. There will be a certain percentage of those in these next years who will come see me. There will be a transition, a life's transition. And when that occurs, know in all appropriateness how beautiful it is. An old soul, it's something you've done so many times, you can't even count. And you will come back, and you will come back because you're not going to miss this. This is the shift you have asked for, you've waited for, and you're going to be born with a higher level of DNA efficacy than you'd left with. Watch these children develop even into a more frustrating group than they are now. And some of them will be you when you return. I wouldn't say these things unless they were accurate and true. See the clarity of the channel today. Feel in your own innate sense the truth of it all. And be aware that you are dearly loved. It is the reason we are here. We collect the bowls metaphorically of the tears we shed as we wash your feet. We invite you in the room now to carry on this energy of spirit. Let it sit with you for a moment before you rise and leave. Let it be known that this day, spirit really was here. To meet the brother and the sister, to wash your feet with our tears, that you would let us do such a thing as this, to be with you for an hour, and to love you like we are. And so it is.